The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 13. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, Hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, your prophets have been like foxes in the waste places. You have not gone up into the gaps, neither built up the wall for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of Yahweh. They have seen falsehood and a lying psychic reading who say, Yahweh says, but Yahweh has not sent them, and they have made men to hope that the word would be confirmed. Have you not seen a false vision, and have you not spoken a lying psychic reading in that you say, Yahweh says, albeit I haven't spoken? Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Because you have spoken falsehood and seen lies, therefore, look, I am against you, says the sovereign Yahweh. And my hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and who tell lying fortunes. They will not be in the council of my people, neither will they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither will they enter into the land of Israel. And you will know that I am the sovereign Yahweh. Because, even because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there is no peace, and when one builds up a wall, look, they daub it with untempered mortar. Say to those who daub it with untempered mortar that it will fall. There will be an overflowing shower, and you, O great hailstones, will fall, and a stormy wind will rend it. Look, when the wall has fallen, will it not be said to you, Where is the daubing with which you have daubed it? Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my wrath, and there will be an overflowing shower in my anger and great hailstones in wrath to consume it. So I will break down the wall that you have daubed with untempered mortar and bring it down to the ground, so that its foundation will be uncovered, and it will fall, and you will be consumed in the midst of it, and you will know that I am Yahweh. Thus I will accomplish my wrath on the wall and on those who have daubed it with untempered mortar, and I will say to you, The wall is no more, neither those who daubed it. To wit, the prophets of Israel who prophesy concerning Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for her, and there is no peace, says the sovereign Yahweh. And you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, who prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy against them, and say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Woe to the women who sew pillows on all elbows and make kerchiefs for the head of persons of every stature to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and save souls alive for yourselves? And you have profaned me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, to slay the souls who should not die, and to save the souls alive who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Look, I am against your pillows, with which you there hunt the souls to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms. And I will let the souls go, even the souls who you hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also I will tear and deliver my people out of your hand, and they will be no more in your hand to be hunted. And you will know that I am Yahweh, because with lies you have grieved the heart of the righteous, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way and be saved alive. Therefore you will no more see false visions, nor tell any fortunes, and I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you will know that I am Yahweh.